Are you a desktop publisher? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Are you a desktop publisher? Well, with our computers today, everyone can be a desktop publisher to a degree and be quite good at it, really, because they give you so many layouts, they give you so many templates to work with and things that are very nice. However, if you are not a balanced person, you find being a desktop publisher a very tedious job. And it's tedious from the point of view that you're trying to be balanced when you're not balanced. A balanced person is like an artist, you know. They can see a beautiful thing. Now, everyone who paints is not an artist. And everyone who is a, does a painting, a drawing, or anything like that. We have a lot of prisoners in institutions, and they take up art. And many of them have no talent for it whatsoever. But they take it up because it's a reason for them being with the other guys and a reason for them, you know, working together and other people sort of mother-henning over them as they're learning the technique of being an artist. But the reason that they're not an artist is one thing. They think that what they know and what they do is the best way and the only way to do it. They lack imagination. To be an artist, you have to have imagination. An artist is not a photographer. Now, a photographer is an artist too. If the photographer is trying to achieve some particular goal with his photography, but he's just taking pictures of family and so on, but even there, you want to take good pictures. But the wonderful thing about photography is that you have this picture and you can crop and you can enlarge and you can change and you can even dub in and you can even improve the color or change the color arrangements, and you can do so many things with it, but just that's all automatic. That's all done by the program itself. Now, what is it that you would like to do with your life? What sort of thing would you like to have in your life? Would you like to have a balanced layout? Would you like to have a harmonious result? Would you like to have whatever you want? Well, let's just take one little point here. Say, for instance, you would like to have a very beautiful body. You like a beautiful body. Man or woman, doesn't matter. You like a beautiful body. And so you say, well, I'd like to have nice strong arms, you know, and like to have a woman, I like to have a very beautiful breast, you know, and very beautiful physique and so forth, and I like to have all about me, you know, just all harmonious and everything else like that. And maybe that's not who you are. Maybe that's not who you are. The people that you don't see are the people who live in most wonderful harmony with themselves. Because they're not trying to be something they're not. People who are trying to be something they are not. Now, that doesn't mean in the end result. It just means in the process. People who are trying to be something they are not are always unhappy with themselves. They're always giving you out a bad charisma. They're always giving you out bad vibrations, the feeling that they are unfulfilled and that they haven't accomplished something. They don't like the program that they're in. Well, if you don't like the program you're in, you can be sure that the results are not going to be very good either. If you're a desktop publisher, that means if you do artwork on your computer and things like that, setting books and type and what have you, and if you like that sort of thing, then you have a vision, you have an imagination, you have something that you see. And now, as for myself, when I was putting out the gist, this was in the early years, and we didn't have all this clip art, we didn't have all this stuff to work with. And so I would always be reading magazines and looking at magazines and thinking, now, oh, how can I use that headline? So I'd cut the headline out, you know, and paste it in my paste up. And I would, and if it's a big headline, then I have to take up half the page, you know. But the thing is, I was always creatively thinking how I could use it. And every time I would see something beautifully set in type, you know, in a different way, I would think, now, well, what story could I write to go with that? How could I use that? But now, you see, that's creativity. That's using what you got. And I did that for a number of years, and it worked out fine. But of course, as the computers improved and the programs improved, and the artwork, clip art and so forth that came with computers, because you look at the clip art that comes with computers a lot of the time, and it is pretty pretty primitive, you know, pretty naive. You have they say a man. And the man is not really a man. It's just a figure, you know. It's just a being. But when you look at real artwork, you know, like a photograph of a man, then you see something really beautiful. Now, the early artwork that was with the advertising, where they had drawings of people in it, the people were always the artist's rendition of them, instead of being more the realistic person. So, what is it that you're ready for in your life? Are you ready to create your world? Are you ready to create the image you want to show off to the world? You see, a desktop publisher is creating an image they want to show off to the world. Now, is your image going to be one of harmonious result, and is it going to be one of a balanced layout? One of our students, she's a lovely lady, but she tells me that she is a weightlifter and that she has been on shows. You know, she'd been on these events where you have weightlifting. And she went to these weightlifting events and showing off how good she was, and she won. Well, now, from the point of view of a physically well-developed body for a woman, I wouldn't say she was a physically well-developed person. She is strong enough, she is able, but she is thin. She is so thin that she didn't represent to me what a normal, Venus de Milo. She doesn't look like a Venus de Milo, you know. And Venus de Milo was not any thin lady, you know. And many of the women that were pictured in ancient sculpture as the ideal woman were not skinny women. Skinny women only came around in the recent years. In the last 100 years, because if you remember back in the 1900s. Remember that? And in the early 1900 pictures, they have these slim, slank women. You know, it's like nothing to them. And then you look at Dirty Dancing, and you look at the figures of the women in there. My goodness sakes, there's nothing to them. You know, they're just skinny, nothing. But boy, could they dance? Could they move? Could they respond? And so, it's not the bulk of the body that makes the difference, but stop and think. If you are looking at a dozen people and you see an ideally formed woman, is that ideally formed woman going to be thin or thick, or what is she going to be? What's that ideally formed, you don't need to tell me, but what's that ideally formed woman going to look like? And in your mind, and in your mind, and in your mind, a different woman. Each one of you has a different ideal of what you think a woman should be. Now, if everybody has a different ideal, how can you really settle down and figure out what the ideal woman is? Well, now, how do we say, I am my ideal self? I am my ideal physical body? Well, you don't even know. You don't even know what you'd like to be. you say, well, at the moment I like to be this, and at the moment I like to be that, but then the next moment you want to be something different. The next moment you want to be able to run, you know, very wonderfully. And so you're a little heavier than you should be to run. And then the next minute, you want to just sit down and enjoy life and just be la-di-da. And that's another figure that you would have. It all depends on what your individual thoughts are at the moment. And that's what's fun. Now, can you see how a desktop publisher can be something? I'm very taken, as are so many people in the world today, by Apple. Apple's design, the Macintosh, Apple's design currently, you know, it's just absolutely without comparison. Every other computer is trying to copy Apple. Every other computer is trying to make their computer into another Apple, and yet maintain their old-fashioned ways. Apple it burst out of every shell, burst out of every possible thing, and that's what makes it so beautiful. Now, I find very few people who could look at an Apple and not find it to be beautiful. Most people look at it and they find it just to be marvelous. It's a work of art, and it is a work of art. Now, there we'd have a consensus. There we would have people who would be agreeing that that is a beautiful computer. And what's another thing that came along that Apple did that just set the world on fire?
And The iPhone.
And it set the world on fire, and all the world is trying to ape them now. Everybody is trying to have similar to the iPhone, but they want to maintain their uniqueness, and with their keyboard out on front and so forth, and the screen this size or that, and everybody. But you see, Apple doesn't maintain anything. It is an integral thing. It's somebody's beautiful thought that is has taken hold in the computer industry, where people say that is beautiful and functional and great. And here is one of the tests of the situation. Apple costs more than anything else. It costs more than virtually any of the other computers, iPhones, and the computers cost more too. But people are willing to pay it because they want that beautiful object. It is like a beautiful piece of art. And Apple wisely gives their computer to any motion picture that has to show a computer in it, because they have their little Apple logo right on the front, which shines out whenever anyone's using the computer. I mean, they're not that stupid. And Apple has also done another very wise thing. They have given free Apple computers to every school system so that the children would learn computer on Apple. Not the PC, but on Apple. And it's quite something. But now, that's desktop publishing. That is creating something. That's creating a particular thing that is going beautifully in life. Now, what are you ready for? Are you ready to be another creation like an Apple? Are you ready to be something that is so spellbinding, so dramatic, so all-inclusive that everybody wants one? You know, that your ideal of the perfect human figure is everyone's ideal of the human figure? The perfect human, everybody wants a perfect human figure like your perfect human figure. Isn't that interesting? How true that is. And many of the painters from the Renaissance and the various other periods of time, they painted people, and what happened? That became the modus operandi for people to design clothing in the style that the painters painted them. and how very interesting. And really, the painter should paint clothing that a designer wants to move. And of course, that would be the way they do it. In those days, they didn't have newspapers and magazines to the extent that we do today, and television, what have you. And so the paintings were one of the means that they got across their message. This is a beautiful thing that we live in. Desktop publishing has been going on for millennia, and it is a very wonderful and powerful thing. Now, you can decide whether you want to be a quality desktop publisher or whether you're going to do it your own way. And if you're going to do it your own way, then you'll have the so-so productions. If you're going to do it the way of inspiration, the way of illumination, the way of creativity, you'll create another Apple, create another Macintosh, and how great that is. Think on these things, because that's where you are now. You're at that point in your life where you're going to create today and create what it is that you feel is your most valuable asset today. And when you decide what that is, what's going to happen? You're going to be what you are. So flow with it, enjoy it, and realize that the desktop publisher business is quite fascinating. Quite fascinating. We have trained more desktop publishers here at the University of Healing than you can imagine. Because over the years, we've had a lot of people here who had very little talent, but they had a lot of imagination. And they took the training that they got on the computers with us and applied it with their desktop publishing, and are each now doing some beautiful work. And that's pretty wonderful. So, enjoy it and realize when your imagination and inspiration get going, beautiful things happen. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.